I spent $189,000 on Facebook ads over the last couple of years. And so this podcast is me sharing all the lessons, all the experiences, all the things that I've learned by doing that. And if you're a business owner and you're either using Facebook ads or you're thinking about using Facebook ads or you just care about Facebook ads, this is going to be a great podcast episode for you. It's actually so good, I actually broke it into two different episodes. So the first half of this is me sharing my story. And then the second half, I get a little more tactical and explain exactly how to actually use Facebook ads. Everything from campaign levels and ad set levels to the ads, to the copy, to the headlines, everything. So hopefully you're excited about this one. And if you are, let's go. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Thank you guys for coming here on such late notice. Just had this idea this morning and realized I had about an hour this afternoon, or tonight, I should say. And so I decided to throw together this this Facebook ads training. And so it's really cool. I'll definitely kind of explain a little bit about what we're going to get into here in a second. But it's really cool. Again, I've seen people charge $10,000, $15,000 for trainings like this. And whether you guys have never done Facebook ads before, I'm going to show you how to, how you can like see it and create it and have a good idea of actually how to run ads. And then if you run ads before, this maybe is going to be some little nuances of me spending almost $200,000 on ads. And you have the ability to ask some questions as we get a little further on into this presentation. At the end, I'll save hopefully a little bit of time for some Q&A. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here and we're going to get rocking and rolling. I have my virtual assistant on here today. She's helping out, letting people in and out, and she'll be posting links. So if you guys see links going in the chat from Rhea, she's on my team and she'll be helping out. If you guys do have questions as well, she's there to answer some questions while I go into tunnel vision here and I'm just looking at this presentation, make sure I just stay on track. So without further ado, let's go ahead and let's dive in here. So what I learned after spending $189,897 on Facebook ads. So this morning I woke up with this idea. I was like, I wonder how much money I've spent on Facebook over the last 5 years. And so I got about 5:30 this morning and it was the very first thing I did is I went down to my computer and I started to aggregate all the money I spent on Facebook. And I had to go through multiple different spreadsheets. I had to go across multiple platforms to try to figure this out because I've had to use probably 6 different Facebook ad accounts in order to make this all happen. I've had, I think, 5 of those 6 ad accounts disabled. And when an account is disabled, you can't even go back through and see old campaigns. You can't even see history. So I had to like piece this together off spreadsheets. So this is the number I came up with. And so I was like, man, like this is pretty cool. So I figured that I would share some of the things that I have learned along the process. And if anybody does have some questions at the very end, I would be more than happy to give you some insight on someone who spent a little bit of money on this game. So, and here's a really cool little bribe for you guys as well. So if you guys have been following me, you notice that I've been doing these trainings, you know, every other week or so, again, just kind of when I have time, when I kind of feel like it. But I put these all together in the training area. And so if you guys want access to not only this training, but all the previous trainings and all the future trainings to come, here's how you do it. I'm going to bribe you a little bit, right? So this is my only ask of you is will you go follow my podcast? So Everything Goes My Way is my podcast. You can find it on Apple and Spotify. Go to subscribe to my YouTube. It's on, it's at Logan Lee Manzanaris. And then once you do those two things, just DM me on Instagram and let me know that you got those things done. If you want to, you can send me a screenshot. But just DM me on Instagram and then I will send you the link to this training. And so you get access to this training that we're going over with today. And then all the previous trainings that I've done in the past. And then even future trainings I'll upload into this training area. So, and it's all for free. So if you guys are interested in that, again, that's my ethical bribe for you guys. Go follow me on my podcast. If it's cool, give it a review and then follow me on YouTube. And if you like what you're seeing on there, subscribe, share it with everybody you know. But Rhea will drop those links in the chat and that way you guys can go check those out if you feel called to. So Without further ado, let's go ahead and let's talk about what this presentation is and who it's for. So this is for entrepreneurs who want to know the step-by-step process to setting up a profitable advertising campaign using Facebook Ads Manager, right? So very specific. If you guys don't know who I am an entrepreneur. I'm a real estate investor, husband, father. I call myself a muscular millionaire. You guys all, for the most part, should know who I am. If you don't, go follow me on the socials. So where did my whole journey of Facebook ads really start? Started in 2016. I was on Robert Kiyosaki's email list. And he did a joint venture with Russell Brunson where Kiyosaki promoted Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels package. And I ended up on Russell Brunson's live webinar. I think it was live anywhere. Maybe it was automated. And he pitched me on this ClickFunnels bundle where I got ClickFunnels for a year and I got access to all the trainings, and it was $997. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do not have that kind of money to be spending on some program and some software that I'm not even sure if it could even make me money. So at the very end of the checkout process, though, there was this option for PayPal credit financing, which meant that I was able to finance $1,000 over the course of 6 months, interest free. And I was sold. So which worked out like $183 a month. I was like, I can afford that. And so I ended up signing up for Russell Brunson's program and got all of his trainings, got access to ClickFunnels, started getting down on his book. At that time, he only had the .com secrets book. And I started starting to put together this idea of a funnel, and then keeps talking about Facebook ads and all this cool stuff. And so I did it as much as I possibly could, try to piece it together. And I really couldn't get any real traction with it, right? So I got the framework of everything, but I spent some money on Facebook, a couple $100, and I didn't really have the confidence to continue to push harder. And so I ended up kind of giving up on it for a while, but I understood that this is what I needed. I just wasn't, my belief in myself wasn't there. My belief in my product wasn't there. My belief in my commitment to the process wasn't 100% there. Not until 2017, when I met this guy, Alex Hermosi, and I ended up signing up for his Gym Launch program, where he gave me an end-to-end marketing funnel that showed me the exact process, right, of getting a client on Facebook and then getting all the way through to actually into my gym and to sign them up for a 6-week challenge. And then I got the process after that. I had to sign them up as a long-term member. And so it was at this moment that I went from like spending a couple $100 on Facebook ads to my very first month, I spent $2,263 on Facebook ads. And I generated over about 475 leads. And out of those 475 leads, I got 200 of them to actually show up to my gym. And out of those 200 people, 52 of them signed up for my program at $500 a pop, and I made about $52,000 my first month. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do I just continue to push more money into Facebook? I put in $2,000 into Facebook and I pumped out $50,000. That's a 25-to-1 ROI. I was like, how do I do that again? But unfortunately, it wasn't the Facebook or the marketing that was my problem. It was my gym size that couldn't handle any more clients. And so at that time, I had about a 900 square foot gym, and we were running about 12 people at the most per class. And all of a sudden, I went from 12 people per class to about 35 people per class. And it was insane, right? But that was my first taste of getting success with Facebook ads. And then continued to run Facebook ads over the next couple of years, added more time slots, added more programs. And then we decided to actually shut our in-person facility down and do this online training thing in 2019. And so 2022, you're like, Logan, that was a really smart move. That happened before COVID. And you would be right about that. However, in 2019, online training wasn't quite there yet. And it was something that I believed in. And it was something that I was really passionate about. And I let my passion kind of get in the way of something that already worked. And so when we decided to move our in-person gym over to online training, we basically lost our in-person gym because I forced all of our current clients to move over to this online training and they didn't like it. And I was not expecting that. And I was very pigheaded. And so I literally went back to scratch. I went like almost to zero. I literally was left with 8 clients. And the previous month I had over 200 reoccurring paying clients because I tried to push everybody over to this online training model. And it was one of the most stressful and one of the hardest times in my life to this day. Like we were making 40 something thousand dollars of reoccurring revenue and it just evaporated overnight. And so I was left with a business that had no reoccurring revenue and I was left with about $25,000 of recurring expenses that still happened because I still had my gym, at the time. And, I had to hustle my ass off and I had to really believe in this new business, this new funnel, this new whole way of selling online. And we were very fortunate that after about 3 or 4 months of doing this online training, it finally caught back up to where we were previously. And obviously, as we moved into 2020, it was a huge blessing and it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to us. So when people ask me about, oh, like you were in the gym industry in 2020 when COVID happened, I had my COVID in 2019. And so we were very fortunate to happen then because obviously 2020 happened and a lot of gyms were affected, a lot of gyms went under, and we were fortunately on the other side of it. So that was another example where I ran Facebook ads and I spent $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month in order to basically build this business up from zero. And then in 2020, we started a cleaning business. So this was October 2020, so it was the end of 2020. It's been about 2 years now. We started Bozeman 5-Star Cleaning. I used all the principles that I learned in our brick and mortar fitness business and our online fitness business, and I applied this to our residential cleaning business. And started running Facebook ads. And right away, again, we were very fortunate that I just modeled what worked before and it worked in our cleaning business. And we continue to run Facebook ads in this cleaning business. And so up to this day, like I said, we've now spent over $189,897 in between these three businesses. So that's kind of what my goal was for today, is basically to share with you guys a little bit about Facebook ads, what I've learned. Some of you guys on here are very familiar with Facebook ads. I see some of your faces on here. Some of you guys don't even know what a Facebook ad is. But without further ado, I'm going to try to make this so it's very valuable for every single person on here. So let's talk about the first thing. What is a Facebook ad? So this was funny because as I was like scrolling through trying to find a Facebook ad to display for you guys, I had just bought this guy's book, Ryan Levesque. He's an author of the book called it's called Ask. And so just ironic that he was literally the very first ad that popped up. So if you guys are scrolling through Facebook, you guys will see at the very little top, there's a little thing up there that says sponsored. That's how you know it's a Facebook ad. Okay. So there's lots of other placements that you can have for Facebook ads, but I'm going to focus on just the ones that I use and the simplest ones, which is just like everything that is inside your feed, right? So these are newsfeed ads. So what is not a Facebook ad? So if you guys have business pages, you can go to your business page and you can type in, or you can go to your page and every single post that you have on there, you'll see a little thing at the bottom right that says boost post. And so you can put in $5, you can put in $10, you can put $100. And so is that a Facebook ad? Well, technically yes, right? Like Facebook will take your money. Is there times and opportunities for you to use that boost post? Yes, there is opportunities and there is times, but for you to run an actual campaign, this is not like you don't run it through the boost post on your page. Okay. So that's not actually what we're talking about today. You can do boosting posts. That's for a totally different strategy though. For what we're going to talk about though, is we're going to talk about how to use Facebook Ads Manager. Okay. So Facebook Ads Manager is what I'm going to show you. And then at the end of this, I will kind of give you like the step-by-step process. If you have not ever set up a Facebook ads account, this is how you set it up. Without further ado, let's go ahead and let's dive into the Facebook Ads Manager. So once we're in the Facebook Ads Manager, the very first thing that you're going to do once you're in there, well, the first thing you got to do is you actually got to create a business account, right? So you have to create an ad account, which means that they're going to ask you for your business EIN. They're going to ask you for your For your payment information, they're going to ask you for a bunch of personal information. Okay. So once you have your business account set up, the very first thing you're going to do is you're going to set up your pixel, right? So your pixel is a tracking code that goes across, that goes inside all of your funnel pages. And it's what allows Facebook to track everything, all the activity on your pages, right? So the reason why I thought it was funny is because when I go back here, like this right here, why was I getting this ad? Is because I hit his landing page, because I landed on one of his websites, and now he's doing what's called a retargeting ad to me, and he's going to try to get me to sign up for his software. And so anyway, that's why it's really powerful to set this pixels. Pixels like one of the most powerful things that marketers know of, and most people are just like, how do people, like, they feel it's weird. It's like, I was just on this website, all of a sudden I went back to Facebook, I went to this other website, and all of a sudden they showed me an ad there. Well, this is how, right? It's called a pixel. Like, it's literally like something that tracks your data. And so it's what it does, really. It allows you to track for conversions, allows you to do retargeting, allows you to do some really sneaky, really cool things. And as much as people think that it's creepy, like, that's all of it. All it is literally is a pixel. So once we're inside the Facebook Ads Manager, there's three levels when you're getting ready to actually, that you want to actually create an actual ad. And so the first level is the campaign level. The second level is the ad set level. And the third level is actually the ads. So if we go in here, we'll see the campaign level here. And so when you go to start a new campaign, it's going to ask you for your specific objectives. And so these objectives could be awareness. This could be traffic. This could be engagement. This could be leads. It could be your promotion to your app. It could be sales. And so you're going to pick an objective. And so the one I've used nearly every single time is leads, right? Because we're optimizing for conversion, which I'll explain why here later on. But you could also optimize for traffic. You could optimize for engagement. There are different strategies you can use. But when you start a Facebook ads campaign, you're going to pick one of these things, okay? So you're going to pick one of these objectives. Now, once you do that, you'll move into the ad set level. And so on the ad set level, you're going to, again, you're going to pick what you're optimizing for, your conversion, for your budget, audience, placements, and you're going to optimize for delivery. So when we talk about conversion, are you going to be converting to a website? Are you going to be converting to an app? You want to convert people to WhatsApp? You want to convert people to Facebook Messenger? Or do you want to convert people to calls, right? And these are all, basically, you're going to tell Facebook what you want, and they're going to optimize for this conversion process. That's what makes Facebook really, really cool. After you pick the conversion, you're going to pick your budget, right? So you're going to set a daily budget. You can put on there, I believe that there's a minimum, maybe a $5 or $10. When you're first getting started, they might actually set a maximum for you. So maybe you can only spend $25 to start with. But eventually, as you start to ramp up your ad account, you start to actually like pay and your payments go through, then you can spend as much money as you possibly can on Facebook. And so you'll set the daily budget. You can set an end date. Like if you have like a, where you have a campaign that's ending on a specific day, you can set an end date there. So it automatically shuts off. You can set specific times and days. You actually can get really cool and do rule sets. And so like if the campaign hits a certain like cost per lead or hits a certain metric, then you can actually have it turned off, or you can turn it up and down based on these specific rule sets. So it actually can be pretty cool what you can do. But this is inside there, you'll set a budget for it. The next thing you do is you're actually going to pick your audience, right? So your audience, you're going to pick the age, the gender, the location, the demographics, interests, and behaviors. And so depending on how niche you're going, you can get really, like you can get really defined, or if you're, you can also go very, very broad. And so the cool part is like, once you start to like plug these things in, on the right hand of your, inside your Facebook Ads Manager, it'll show you roughly about how many people you're ever are going to fit inside your market. So if you're in a, if you're doing local marketing, which is what I have done, every time you put one of these things in, it'll start to basically narrow your audience down to where you have 20,000 people or 100,000 people, right? And so like me specifically, like I'm in a small market. So like my market, if I, like we primarily marketed to 35 plus men and women, or we usually actually did women, and then we did a whole nother ad set for men as well. So this is how you actually can separate ad sets. We would probably get about 25 to 30,000 people per that ad set, just doing those two things, just literally having male and then age. And then our location would be 10 mile or 50 mile radius of our gym. And we do that same thing now, except for we do it now for our cleaning business. And so depending on your market, again, like I'm in a relatively small market, but I've also seen this work. So obviously it works in bigger markets. So like if you're like in a inner city area, like Phoenix, Arizona, then you would be like, hey, I'm going to market to Mesa, and I'm going to only market to like the 2 mile radius, because even in a 2 mile radius, there's 150,000 people, right? And so you'll have to know your audience, like you'll know your audience better than I will if you're doing local marketing. Now, if you're doing national marketing, that's where you're going to focus more on interests and behaviors, and you're going to do more, like you do more of that type of stuff. And honestly, I don't have a ton of experience in that, so I'm not even going to give you really any specific advice on that, because it's not something I've actually done. Like, I've done local marketing, so that's what I know. But the audience is really cool, because you can really define your audience really, really well. And you used to do it a lot better, but now it's still good. It's just Facebook is taking away some of the really ultra ninja type things that you could do to target specific people. So the next thing you're gonna do is, once you have your audience laid out, you're gonna decide where to place your ads. And so you can decide on Facebook and Instagram. So if you guys don't know that, if you actually run Instagram ads, you actually run your Instagram ads through Facebook Ads Manager. So you'll decide where you want it: Facebook, Instagram, Audience Network, or Messenger. Okay. And so I only run ads on Facebook and Instagram. I don't run it on Audience Network. I don't run it on Messenger. And then also inside there, you have different places too. So you can run it inside your newsfeed. You can run it on the right column. You can run it in your stories. You can run it in front of videos. And so there's lots of places that you can actually place these. And so, again, for what I have found, and by testing this, is that when I run ads just inside the news feed on Facebook, inside the news feed on Instagram, that's where I get the highest cost return on my investment for my ad dollars. And so, again, if you run specific story ads, you can totally do that, right? But and as a ad that you run on a news feed is much different than an ad you can run in stories, you're going to run this kind of pop across video. So I'm not saying you can't do those things, but what I have done is always just for Facebook ads or Facebook feeds and Instagram feeds. Really, really simple. Next thing you're going to optimize for delivery. So again, based on what your campaign objective was, are you going to be optimizing for conversions, for link clicks, for views, watch time? There's like tons of different things in here, just depending on what your objective of the campaign was. Again, because we are always looking for leads, and we're using a landing page, we're always looking for conversions. Okay, so those are the things that we're doing to basically do our ad sets. So once we got our ad sets done, the next step of it is like, now I should do the ad, right? So this is the thing that everybody sees. So now we're gonna see where we're gonna run this ad from. So your page, what format are you gonna use, and then your ad creative. And so when it comes to page, right? So you can see right here on the, if you're watching this on the Zoom, on the screen here, on page. So you actually can pick your page. And so a lot of times when I would run my Facebook ads, I would run the same ad from different Facebook page. I'd run it from my Big Sky Barbell page. I would run it from my Bows and Best Fitness Deals page. I would run it from my Logan Manzanares Fitness page. And so you'll be surprised at how much different results you'll get by just running from a different Facebook page. Instagram page. Same thing again, like you need to hook up your Instagram account to this. And you can run your ads from any specific Instagram page that you own. So that's the first thing you decide, is like, where are you going to run it from? And then the format, is it single image or video? Are you going to run a carousel ads? So those are really your two choices. For the most part, we've always ran single image or videos. And then when it comes to creative, so your creative is going to be, what type of images and videos and slideshows are you running? And then what's the copy? Like what are the words on there? The headlines, the description, what URL are you sending them to? You can do a display link. I've never done the display link. You can do call extensions, and then you can choose your call to action. So those are all the different options you have when you're setting up your Facebook ads account, or excuse me, your Facebook ads campaign. And so I think one of the most powerful things that you can understand about Facebook marketing versus like Google is the difference between interruption and search-based marketing. So it took me a really long time to understand how Facebook worked. But when I started to understand how it worked, I was like, oh, it's really, really simple. And so you think about the person who's sitting there on their phone and they're on the pod, or they're in between appointments, or they're just like really bored and they have like 5 minutes. So they're just like literally scrolling through Facebook. And all of a sudden, this picture of a woman with a mustache stops them. They're like, what is that about? And they see her holding three fingers up. And they're like, what is this? And all of a sudden they look at the headline, and then they see the headline is for a free 6-week challenge. And they're like, huh. They kind of look down at their belly and like, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit overweight. And then all of a sudden they go to the copy and they see this is for Bozeman ladies only. And it basically explains what they get. They get to work out with a personal trainer 3 times a week. They get access to a meal plan. They get nutrition. They get accountability. they get to know why we're doing this for free, because we want testimonials. And it tells us, it tells them exactly what they need to do if they want, if they're interested in going through. It's like, click the button down below, and there's a big call to action that says learn more. And then so they click the learn more button, and then they, all of a sudden they get pushed off to a landing page where they have the opportunity to like put their information in, right? And so that's what interruption marketing is versus search-based. Like, these people were not searching for weight loss. They're not searching for cleaning on Facebook. They're just got interrupted. And so it's our job to put something out there, a creative that stops them, that hooks them, that just like what is going on, right? And when you understand that, all of a sudden, like, what you're putting in there doesn't necessarily have to do anything with your product or service. It, like, your, the whole goal for the creative is to stop them. Again, it could be the pictures, it could be the headlines. There's lots of different ways that you can get someone curious enough to click off Facebook to go to your landing page to get your information, right? And once you have the information, then the actual real work starts. That's when you're following up with them on texting or calling them or emailing them, right? Now you actually have the information. So this is an example of some ads that we used, what was that, 4 years ago, looks like. And then I even found this one too, right? So again, this is interruption marketing. You get their attention with the video pick, you present their offer, the headline, you present the benefits with the copy, and you tell them what to do next, right? With the call to action. And you actually want to tell them what to do next, not with just the call to action on the ad, but you want to tell them in the video and the picture. You want to tell them inside the headline, or not in the headline, excuse me, but inside the copy as well. And so the more of these things you can do, the higher likelihood of this person is actually to click off. So you see this picture right here, like, what is this guy doing, right? And so let's see if this actually works here. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to like stop my share here for a second. So I got to share the sound. Okay, let's see if this works. So you guys can see one of these ads. Uncut version.
What's up, folks, man? We're looking for 40 local dudes to participate in our free 6-week challenge. So what do you get for this challenge? You get to work out with a personal trainer 3 times a week, not 6, but 3, all right? You get to have a custom meal plan that tells you exactly what to eat 7 days a week. Yes, 7. And you get so much accountability online and in person, you're at least gonna make one new best friend. So, how do you get to be part of this awesome free 6-week challenge? All you have to do is click the link above or click it below, wherever your eyeballs can see it, and put your information in, and we'll send you a text, and we will see you soon.
So there you go. There was an example of an ad that we ran, and again, it does a little bit of all that stuff, right? So got their attention. Like, this was like the screenshot right here. So you see this guy doing something. You don't need to know exactly what it is. It could be obviously it was a cartwheel, but it could have been a handstand. But like, someone stopped, right? And all of a sudden they clicked on the video and then they heard me talk about the free 6-week challenge. I told them what to do, present all the benefits to them. And so this is like an ad that worked really, really well. And we literally did hundreds of these. So if you guys want examples of this, you actually can go to BSB Wealthy Body and go to my page, and you can like scroll back to the videos and you'll see all the ads that, not even all the ads, just some of the ads that we did, because those are ones we posted to our page. We did a lot of what's called ghost ads. When you guys go into here, you actually can post ghost ads. So they never ever get seen unless they're on inside that sponsored ad post. Otherwise you you'll never see it. So anyway, that's what interruption marketing is. And so when you're doing Facebook ads, just understand like that's what you're doing. And you'll have much more success when you actually understand that is the process that you're going through. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is the key metrics optimize, right? And so there's so many different metrics inside Facebook ads that you could do. But ultimately, here are the ones that we have used. And these are the ones how we recognize whether an ad's doing well, whether we need to give it more ad spend, whether we need to turn it off, whether we need to create new ads. And there's 5 metrics that we use. First one is cost per lead. So really, really simple. Like, if we're putting in $5 and we get 5 leads out, it's costing us $1 for every single lead. Okay. Our CPMs, these are cost per 1,000 impressions. So this is literally like an ad thing, right? So your cost per 1,000 impressions. So this is going to dictate based on your market, it's going to dictate on your offer. But this is going to be a number that is like, there's no necessarily like good number, just like there's no good number for cost per lead. Like, a good number for cost per lead is dependent really on your back end of your business, right? If you're able, like if your average lifetime value of your customer is $1,000 and you're getting $5 leads and you're converting at 20%, that means that it's costing you $20 to get a sale. And so if your average lifetime value is $1,000, then like you can market like as much as you possibly can. So until until that you're not able to, you can spend as much up until your lifetime value of your customer, right? That's essentially what you're able to do. So what is a good cost per lead? It really depends on what is lifetime value of your customer. So the better you are a business, the bigger runway you have for your cost per lead and all these numbers as well. So cost per 1,000 impressions, again, like when I look at my Facebook ads account, when I'm getting around, you know, $26, $27 per 1,000 impressions, like I would say that's about normal. So if I see one that's like an outlier either way, then I start to investigate a little bit deeper. Cost per total clicks. So, and then you have your cost per link click and you have a click-through rate. So there's two numbers in here, like when you're actually looking through your Facebook ads that kind of get people confused. So you have your CPCs, but you have your CPLCs. And so your CPC is just like somebody could click on your ad. Like for instance, if you saw that first one with Ryan Levesque, like I could click on the learn more button and that would count as a click. But if I didn't actually click through to this landing page, then does it really matter? And so it shows you the total clicks, and then it shows you what is like the cost per link click. And so I actually look more at the cost per link clicks. I want to see how many people actually went to my landing page. And then, so you actually will see your click through link click rate as well. And so those are kind of the ones I look at to try to determine if one ad is doing better than another ad and which ones to turn off, which ones to turn on, or which ones to give up, which ones to increase more. And I think one thing I haven't said, but as I'm talking about this now, like I run more than one ad at a time. I run lots of ads at a time. And so I'm basically trying to throw as much as I possibly can out there. And then I'm turning off what doesn't work. And then I'm keeping on what does work. So that is like the simplest way to explain like the strategy of how to get set up on Facebook ads. Another really cool thing that I like to use in order to test as well is doing dynamic creative. So when we go inside the Facebook ads manager, there's an option for dynamic creative, which allows you to put multiple videos, multiple pictures, multiple headlines, multiple ad copies, multiple calls to actions on there. And then you can actually test them to see which ones are working the best. So that's my like quick and dirty, like overview of the Facebook ads training. And so what I want to do now, if you guys start having questions, like start to think about some questions here, but I'm actually going to do a little walkthrough here of my Facebook ads account. I'm actually going to walk you through how you'd actually build an ad account, or excuse me, an ad. Okay. So while I'm doing that, let me look in the chat here. How's everybody doing? Is everybody getting value from this? Anybody getting some value? Here it is. Showed you guys that I have a bunch of ad accounts that are disabled. I have so many disabled ad accounts. Okay, I'm just gonna share so I can see what's happening here. Okay. All right. So if you guys have some questions, start putting some questions in there. You can raise your hand, put them in the chat box. We don't have a ton of people on here, which is pretty nice for everybody. But I'm gonna walk you guys through an actual campaign. I'm gonna just build a sample one so you guys can actually see what this looks like. All right. Okay. Okay. So this is what your ads manager is going to look like. And so again, if we go back to this, you have to create an ads manager account, and then you'll have to create a pixel as well. And so if you come up here to like your business tools, you go over here to your advanced manager. Overview, custom conversions, data sources. I believe it's right here. Right, then you can go over here and create a custom conversion. I think it automatically gives you a pixel. Again, it's been a minute since I've done this, but if it doesn't, you just create it up here, I believe. Create ad, create custom conversion. Yeah. And then that's what you need to do. You need to create a custom conversion right through here. And then it basically shows how many people hit your website again. That's a whole process amongst itself. Custom conversions. Boom, boom, boom. So that's the first thing you need to do is put your pixel. So I should actually go here. Let me show you this, where this pixel is. Oh, so this is what you do. So you would connect a new data source. You could type in web, and it's going to allow you to create a new pixel. But since I already have a pixel, I'm going to go to data sources, and then I'm going to go to manage integrations. I'm going to add to website, and then we go over here to install code manually. I'm going to go to install base code, and I'm going to copy this code right here. And then I would go to my ClickFunnels account. And if you are using a different website builder, then you would just put this in your header of your website, and it'll go across all the pages. Okay. So that's where you want. You want the header, because in the header, it means it's going to go across the entire website. So same thing within the funnels. So if I go to, just go to cleaning here. So we go into settings. You'll see here the head tracking code. You'll see my pixel's already here. So this is where you want it. You run in the head tracking code, and you literally will just paste it right inside there. And pretty simple. Go down here, save and update settings. You literally can have as many of those pixels you want in there, so you can have multiple pixels. And so now it's in there across all the platforms. And then how you would test it is, again, if it's not green, if you go over, you'd go back over to your overview, and then it'll basically show that it's activity, right? So if you go on the, then you would just go to the page, you would click on a couple times, and you would see that it shows up there. So that's the first thing that you would need to do is some Bon Jovi. You would need to ensure that your pixel is installed on your website, right? Because we want to have that, all that data tracked, so we can do some pretty cool stuff with it. Then we would do a custom conversion. And so how we do a custom conversion is we have the pixel that's on there now, and then we want to choose so we want to call this a lead source, right? So lead from whatever your funnel is, lead from X funnel. Pixel's on there, you can see it's green. And so now what we do is we want to optimize. So this is where people are going to land, right? So they're going to land on, this is our free cleaning landing page, but we're not optimizing for people to land on this page. We're optimizing for people to convert from this page to the next page. So I'm actually going to put them on the thank you page, right? So I'm telling Facebook, hey, I'm pushing people to that page, but I want people to convert on this page. So I'm going to copy this URL. I'm going to put it in down here. Like this is the page I want them to hit. Okay. I'm going to come up here and I'm going to call this a lead. And there's multiple different things you can contact, you can call them, but I'm calling them a lead. And I'm going to go, you can put a conversion value. So if you know what your conversion rate is, you can assign a number to it. I don't ever do that. I'm just going to hit create. It already exists, right? So it's this one right here. But once you do that, then you actually can optimize for that conversion. And then if it doesn't turn green, what you need to do is you'll need to go like this, go into incognito window. And then just click refresh a couple times just to show that there's activity on there. So again, like this, because the pixel is on there, it's tracking it, it's firing that conversion. And then once you do that a couple times, you come back in here, and then it should show up as green.